Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm so pleased to be joined by a couple of people today. It's Health Unit Day, by the way, and we're doing something a little bit different here. Dr. Lee, we've given her the week off, and instead we have Rebecca Shams, who is a health promoter with the Health Unit, and a voice that people on Lake 88 are certainly familiar with. Rebecca, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be here.
And also joining us today, we have Rowan Tunks, who is a youth ambassador with Planet Youth Lanark County. Rowan, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Now, there is a youth summit that is going to be taking place, I do believe, next Wednesday, the 23rd, in Carleton Place, hosted by Planet Youth and the Health Unit as well. We'll get into the summit itself a little bit more, but in just a moment. But for those people who do not know what Planet Youth is, Rowan, maybe you can sort of give us, the once over here. Tell us basically what this program is.
Yeah, okay. So Planet Youth is an evidence-based community engagement model designed to help delay or prevent substance use in youth by making positive and social and environmental changes. It originated in Iceland over 20 years ago and has been implemented in communities all over the globe. Lanark County was actually the first Canadian site to adopt this approach. It uses current local data to measure success by surveying students in Lanark, and we have incorporated a strong youth engagement aspect by also doing in-person consultations with local youth to hear their perspective and experiences firsthand. For me, Planet Youth is a way for us youth to get assistance and resources we need to prevent substance use, prevent stigma, and prevent all kinds of problems that weigh on us.
How did you get involved in this, Rowan?
So Rebecca came to one of my youth groups and she did a presentation. We talked about all the different stigmas and problems and everything and what ways we could use to prevent this, to help this. And then she also came to my school later, I think that week. And then I kind of just got involved with Planet Youth from there.
That's awesome. So it was just something that sort of gripped you from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's Rebecca. I mean, you can't ask for a better result than that. I mean, here's one of the people that you're hoping to engage. And certainly it seems like Rowan's a good spokesperson.
Oh, Rowan is an amazing advocate in general before Planet Youth came along. And they're just a perfect fit for Planet Youth. I mean, I couldn't ask for someone to be more passionate or engaged, and their feedback has just been invaluable.
So as Rowan explained about Planet Youth and its mandate and using this evidence-based approach to, prevent substance abuse in youth, how does this youth summit fit into all of that? Because, when you hear about these prevention programs and so on, it's usually a lot of like workshops and this, that, the other thing and so on. A youth summit is a little bit different. So how does it fit in?
Well, the Planet Youth Steering Committee picked two areas of focus to kind of work on in this cycle. And one of those areas of focus is increasing the number of youth who feel safe, both in their community and in their school. So the summit is a chance for us to hear directly from young people about what they need in order to feel safe, valued, respected, and to be their authentic selves. So, and then they get a chance to think about how they can actually make that happen.
Okay. And I was going to say, so if they do decide to join up and to participate and so on, what can they expect from that summit?
So it's going to be a very action-packed day. We have facilitators from the Students Commission of Canada, and there'll be several workshops that are going to explore all kinds of topics related to safe spaces, what makes a safe space, social identity, polarization, and more. And they'll be all using creative and interactive activities. It is not lecture-based. There's no PowerPoints. We're outdoors in a big special event tent in a beautiful setting. There's going to be free food, games, prize draws, and most importantly, young people are going to get the chance to be directly involved in meaningful and positive change for their community.
Rowan, as one of the young people involved, I mean, putting it in that kind of a setting, that's a little bit more appealing than, say, something that would look a little bit more like a classroom, right?
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt about it. Can you tell us then, Rowan, what will happen with the ideas that the youth come up with at this summit?
So that's actually the most exciting part. The ideas and recommendations from the summit participants will guide crucial action planning that's taking place this fall in communities across Lanark County. Right after the summit, a community and family barbecue is taking place at the same site, so young people's families, as well as community stakeholders and decision makers, can come and see what they worked on and feel firsthand the energy that youth have generated.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Like it certainly sounds to me like when you get involved in an organization like this and one says, you know what, we're going to take what the youth say and we're going to take it seriously. Sometimes it doesn't always seem to be that's the case. But Rowan, in this case, it certainly sounds like the ideas are key. The ideas from the youth are key to making this project a success in Lanark County and beyond.
Yes, absolutely. We try to go off what all the youth say so we can help them, because if we don't know what's going on with our own group, how are we supposed to help that group?
Absolutely. Now, Rowan, you don't need to answer this if you don't like, but I'd just like to know, just so our listeners have an idea, are you in high school right now?
I'm going into grade 9 this year.
Wow. Okay. See, now this is the thing, Rebecca, I don't know if you're the same way, but I mean, I look at young people today and I have no idea how old they are. You could have said you were going into first year university and I would have been like, oh yeah. Okay. But so you're going into grade 9. In your own experience, I'm not looking for anything that is specific or whatever, but how often do you see peers, not necessarily friends, but it could be friends or whatever, engaging in these activities, whether it be like smoking, vaping, drugs or alcohol? Is it something that is really prevalent in your, I guess, in your community?
Yeah. So you can walk down the street and see people that are around my age, younger, older, that are like doing these things, that are smoking, vaping, doing everything that's they really shouldn't be doing, but we're trying to prevent that.
And that's great. And I think it means a lot more to those youth, to those kids, when these messages are coming from their peers, doesn't it?
Well, I hope so.
I think that's probably a good approach. No, I appreciate that insight, Rowan. I really do. Rebecca, who can attend this summit that's coming up, and how do they go about doing so?
So the summit is open to any young people who live, work, play, or go to school in Lanark County, and they're entering grades anywhere from grade 7 to grade 12 in September. They can register. It's being held, like we said, on Wednesday, August 23rd in Carlton Place. It's going to be outdoors at the special event tent at Generations Inn, so 717 Lake Park Road. There's free transportation from central areas in all of the municipalities in Lanark County. And you register right on Eventbrite, and the registration link is on the Planet Youth website, which is planetyouthlanark.ca. We did say that the registration deadline is August 18th. That's only a couple days from now. I am sure we are going to be flexible with that, though, because if young people want to attend, we want them there.
Yeah, you're not going to turn them back, that's for sure. And like any other event of this scope, it really is it takes a big team to pull it off. So who is helping to make this summit happen?
So we have a lot of volunteers from the Planet Youth Lanark County Steering Committee. And then there's several local youth who are very passionate about Planet Youth that are helping us plan this event so that it can be relevant and appealing to young people. And one of them is here with me today. Thanks, Ro. And then Open Doors for Children in Lanark and Youth is very involved as well. The Health Unit is involved, the Students Commission of Canada, and then we have generous donations from places like the location, the venue, Aaron Hayes with Generations Inn, and financial contributions from United Way East Ontario, and some door prizes from Lanark County's Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan.
Fantastic. And if people are looking for more information, a couple of places they can go, right?
Yeah, so I would go right to planetyouthlanark.ca. Not only does it have lots of information on the summit itself, including the Eventbrite registration link, but there's all kinds of information just on Planet Youth in general, including the survey results from the surveys that were done with all grade 10 students in Lanark County in February of 2022. And so if you're interested in local, real data on things like substance use, mental health, all kinds of topics like that, those results are right on that website as well. And if people have specific summit questions, feel free to give me a call, 613-345-4500. 5685, extension 2259.
And Rowan, what would you say to maybe entice kids your age and older to come on out to this summit? Why should they go?
Well, first of all, they get to meet me. I'm pretty cool.
Agreed.
Second, second of all, there's a lot of free food. Okay. And third, this is a really important thing for our community, and not just the youth, but everyone in it, in helping growth and everything. So you should come, because we're going to play a lot of icebreaker games. We're going to play a lot of fun things. We're going to do a lot of information taking, and we're going to make this a fun way to help our community.
That is awesome. And Rebecca, that's a perfect example of why we need people like Rowan at the forefront of this, right? Like, she knows how to speak to kids and to her peers, I should say. Like, I wouldn't have led with the, hey, you get to meet me and free food. But that's the way you get these youth engaged and you get them involved. So that's the kind of knowledge. And of course, I'm saying that jokingly, but that is the kind of perspective that we really need when we are dealing with a problem of this magnitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, honestly, line up to meet Ro. But this whole, it just follows the way that community engagement works, right? You don't do anything about people without them. So we want youth voices at the forefront of this to make sure that when money is spent to make changes, that they are the right changes. And there's nobody better to ask than the people who they're going to affect most.
Well, Rebecca, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today. You're always welcome here. You know that. It's always a pleasure when we do get to speak with you.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
And Rowan, I'm going to be contacting David Sompe at Planet Youth Lanark County and saying, I don't want to talk to him anymore. I just want to have you on when we're talking about Planet Youth. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
He may have different thoughts, maybe the both of you. But anyway, no, you did a fantastic job. It is a pleasure to meet you. And yes, anyone who is on the fence about going to this summit, there's a big reason right there is to meet Rowan and other people like them, because you are you're an inspiration, Rowan. You really are. And it has been an absolute pleasure getting to know you a little bit here and to speak with you today.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We will have more information on our website. But again, the website to go and check out is planetyouthlanark.ca, and also the Eventbrite registration page. They have information on this. Maybe parents want to go have a look and then suggest it to their kids as well. But yeah, we'll have that up on lanarkleadstoday.ca a little bit later on. Thanks so much for listening to another edition of InFocus. My name is Bob Perreault. We'll do it all again tomorrow.